I didn't expect the price drop at all. Up until the last round of supply meetings, they were saying they were going to hold the price, maybe able to hold the price at the end of the season. So everyone had done their budgets on doing that and gone out and brought water and things like that to get through to the end of the season to let them start up the next season. But I don't think it was really expected until last week or so that we're going to get a price drop.
The price of water, and particularly on the temporary market, is quite high at the moment. For businesses like yourself, what does that mean for your bottom line when you've perhaps done this pre-planning and this budgeting based on what feed you would buy in and what you would potentially grow and the price of water?
Oh, we're just going to make another loss, I suppose. And it's just unprecedented. We didn't expect that the price had dropped, which obviously makes it hard to buy water. And a lot of the dairy industry relies on temporary water now. The major impact of these, we just won't be able to afford to do it. And probably start selling cows and, you know, there'll be some more dairy farm businesses that'll be shaken out of the system that we'll lose.
That price reduction is around 10%. When was the last time that you saw such a dramatic drop in what producers like yourself were being offered with so little warning?
I reckon it was around 07. We had a drop back then through the season and it was devastating then. People just gave up farming, I think, and this will do a lot of shaking out. There's some probably mid-50 dairy farmers there, and the price of permanent water is sitting at above 3,000. I think we'll lose a lot of the Northern Victorian dairy farmers. We'll lose a lot more now.
For your business, does it put it along the spectrum of not being viable?
Oh, certainly. We'll have to really, really tighten our belts, and we're going to have to do it even again. I don't know how tight you can go. The future of our family farm is in jeopardy, I suppose.
Is there an option for you to perhaps no longer supply to Murray Goulburn but potentially supply to somebody else? Is that something that you think yourself or other dairy farmers like you will try to look into?
Our family has talked about it for the last couple of years since they floated the semi-float on Murray Goulburn. We've talked about, you know, someone else wants to pay us more money for our milk, we'll go there. And this is the promise that the share price would stay where it is. It's opened at $1.40 today, so, you know, our equity is being eroded again.
There also has been a leadership change today that the managing director is leaving the organisation. As a producer, what does that mean for you?
I'm in two minds about it. One is, well, he's made promises he hasn't been able to keep, and, you know, maybe we don't want him, but then on the other hand is the captain's left the boat while everyone else is drowning, so I feel like maybe he's a bit weak on his behalf not to be able to get us out of the trouble he's put us into.
Just finally, Andrew, how quickly do you think we will see the impact of this price change on some of the dairy farms around the region? You did mention that it is going to push people to the point where perhaps they do have to leave the industry. How rapid do you think we will start to see those things?
I think we'll see in the next 2 or 3 months. I think people go to the end of the season and very really reassess where they are. And with probably not a lot of a water allocation for next season, I think people will be making some hard decisions in July, August, I think.